This is Martin's Malice Minute, presented by martinsmalice.com. Now, Martin Horisco.
Speaking today at the Conservative Political Action Conference, NRA boss Wayne LaPierre figuratively fired on all cylinders towards his perceived anti-Second Amendment establishment that is advocating for tighter gun control laws. In his speech, he condemned the news media, Democrats, and political opportunists, the usual suspects as far as he is concerned, for exploiting another tragedy. But what we have this time is not so usual, because there is a powerful voice that LaPierre can't touch. The Parkland students of Florida, who over the last week have taken it upon themselves to provide the voice for change in gun laws. And for now, it seems like the momentum is on their side. And while it is too early to tell how far this momentum will go, what is crystal clear is that LaPierre simply cannot go after the very group who he should be the most afraid of. While he will surely continue his volatile rhetoric towards his usual suspects, he'll be doing so while dodging away from the verbal crosshairs from the brave Parkland students of Florida.